That's the Marching 100 in 2010 playing Rihanna's Please Don't Stop the Music. Kind of ironic given the events that would unfold a year later. After a hazing incident causing the death of former drum major Robert Champion in 2011, the music did stop.
I was more surprised than anything. I was surprised to hear that that had happened. I was just in shock, that's all. That's it.
Briani Lundy is a returning sophomore at Florida A&M who plays the piccolo. She played in the Marching 100 before the band was suspended and says she's relieved the suspension has been rescinded.
And I'm very, very happy that we are finally officially back, and I just can't wait to get back on the field, start practicing, and get it together.
Others, like Marching 100 Band Alumni Association President Victor Gaines, agree the band is ready. Gaines played in the band for 8 years, even serving as its head drum major.
I think it'll help the spirit. We were a university that was without music for a very long time. And, you know, music is a part of the university, it's a part of us. And we like that. I mean, that's one of the things that keeps us upbeat, that keeps us going. And so hearing that again, I think, would do wonders for the university, and as well as the admissions and the student population. I think we'll have more students coming in.
But the current band members won't go back to play for the same Marching 100. There are now limits on band practice hours and on the number of semesters someone can participate as an active member. And interim university president Larry Robinson says that's reflective of the work the school has done to implement several anti-hazing procedures, including an anti-hazing campus tour given to potential in-state music students on campus forums and the hiring of a new hazing czar. Robinson says the tough new measures are already having an impact. He points to the suspensions of a number of campus groups because of suspected hazing activity.
And what that action shows that when it does, you know, present itself legitimately, we are taking swift and prompt actions. We all know that you have administrative infrastructure, policies and procedures, and then you got to get to the issue of change behavior. Part of changing behavior is ensuring that people understand, those who might not quite get it, that we're very serious about it, and when and if it rears its head, we will take the appropriate action.
But not everyone believes the band should get back on the field. That includes Robert Champion's mother, Pam. In a press conference following the announcement Thursday, she questioned the motives behind FAMU officials lifting the band suspension, given its history.
They took the steps of putting the band on the field anyway for the dollar. So you really, there's no other way to think about the fact that you're putting dollar value over students' value, because this is a history.
The person in charge of rebuilding the band is Sylvester Young, the band's new director. A 66-year-old FAMU alum, he succeeds Julian White, who resigned along with then-FAMU president James Ammons in the wake of Champion's death.
The university has put a lot of things in place. There's a process we go through with every student. And so I'm thinking in time, the culture of the band will change, and hopefully when that changes, the band will be what it should be. Because, you know, this band is really important to the university and, of course, the state of Florida and the city of Tallahassee.
While it's uncertain whether the band will play in the fall, interim president Robinson says he's leaving it up to band director Young to decide when the Marching 100 is ready for public performances. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.